Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds. It's so good to be with you again today as we continue along in Psalm 119, beginning in verse number 9. We're starting a new section or new stanza in this beautiful song with the really at the heart of the next 8 verses is God's word hid in the heart. In verse number 9, we see the psalmist say, "Wherein shall a young man cleanse his way?" He answers himself by saying, "By taking heed thereto according to thy word." A young man, we don't know when he wrote this or he penned this song, that if he was a young man just frustrated, trying to figure out how to clean up his act, or if he was an older fella, looking back and saying, "This is what changed me. This is what truly worked and had an effect on my life is the Word of God." But anyway, first of all, we see that the Word of God truly had a cleansing effect within his life. How? Well, let's take a look at it. The psalmist asks, I believe, the same questions that we ask ourselves. You know, we're living in a world, even as the psalmist lived in a very corrupt world, where our moral principles, our ethics, our values have been polluted. And we need to look and need to ask ourselves, how can we clean up our lives? Well, you know, we need to also remember that all of us have been born into sin, and we have a tendency not only to be drawn into sin, but we're a part of the rebellion against God, and we need cleansing. But the sad thing is what the world has to offer. Certainly they'll give us all kinds of different options with all kinds of different types of 12-step programs and, you know, self-meditation, either chanting, even some of them even suggest beating our bodies into submission. But the sad thing is that they will all fall short. It's only when we come to a total surrender of our life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and His Word that we see a lasting biblical effect in our life. Let me say that again because it's so important. It's only when we come to a total surrender of our life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and His Word. If we want lasting change, it's my prayer is that you will surrender your life to Jesus right now. And just yield to Him, and He will change you. And listen to what His Word has to say. The definition of the word to be cleansed is simple. It means to be innocent, to be made clean, to be made cleared, or to be counted pure. Obviously, the psalmist was saying that his life needed to be made innocent. His life needed to be cleaned or clear. Otherwise, he wouldn't have asked this question. But he saw and he probably felt the effect of what rebellion against God was bringing him. It was bringing to him that feeling of guilt, that heaviness of what sin does. And he was wanting to be freed from that. The New Testament has a lot to say about the importance of taking heed to the Word of God. First, Jesus told us how we could be clean. In John 15:3, we read where Jesus said, "Now you are clean through the words which I've spoken unto you." Think about it. By just listening, paying attention to the words of Jesus. And that's why I really like to emphasize the importance of reading God's word. You know, if you have your Bible, you might want to start in the Gospels and read the words of Jesus. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then go back through it and read them again. And just think about the words of Jesus, because Jesus said, "Now you're clean through the words which I've spoken unto you." Secondly, Jesus told us the importance of keeping God's word. In Luke chapter 11, verse 28, he says, "But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." So he says there's a blessing. There's a sense of real joy and happiness. If that's what you find missing within your life, you might want to look at that verse and need to ask yourself, have you been listening to God's word and you seek it? And have you been seeking to keep it? See, it's important that we understand that we're not talking about what some man says about God's word or listen to what some books are being written about God's word, but it's the word of God itself. Are we taking time to read it, to meditate on it, which I believe is a lost art in society. That word meditating simply means to think on these things. Are we thinking about what the words of God means and how it can affect our lives? Thirdly, Jesus tells us the result of keeping God's word, and this is so exciting. In John 14:23 and John 8:51, we see two promises. Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him." What a beautiful thing. By just keeping God's word, Jesus is telling us we have a guarantee that the Father will love us. And then he goes on, "He will come unto him, unto us, and make his abode," or make our abode with him. And really, that word abode is just simply means he's going to make his dwelling place with us. The Lord himself, the Father. And notice where it says he will make our abode, where the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit wants to come and dwell within you. The Bible tells us that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. God wants to come and dwell within your life. And then finally, in John 8:51, we read, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keeps my sayings, he shall never see death." You know, that's so important for us to take time to consider our actions and consider the importance of keeping God's word. Jesus, you know, just summed it up. He says, you'll never see death. You know, our society is such a fast society. Everybody's moving so quickly, and people don't take time to consider their life. I think it's important that we take time to count our days and make sure we're living our lives to our true value to God, that we live our lives for him, because he has plans for us after our lives here on earth. You know, I pulled out my calculator the other day, and I sat down and I was thinking, I said, well, if I happen to have 25 more years on this planet, I don't know how many more years I'm going to live. Nobody knows. You know, 25 years, when you use your calculator, and I don't know if I got it quite right, but I tried, and it actually just adds up to 9,125 days. I think it's important that we take time to consider how we're living our life. Are we living our lives for the Lord? Are we seeking him with all of our heart? You know, if you're caught up in sin, or if you've gotten distracted from the Lord and you got busy with your life, I would pray that you would take the words of the Psalms to heart. You might even ask yourself, he says, how am I going to clean up my life? How am I going to make my life count and matter? The answer is so simple: by taking heed thereunto according to thy words. And that's my prayer today, Lord, that you would help us. You would help us to pay attention to your word, that we would allow it to sink deep within our lives and deep within our heart, and that would move us to change, that would move us to want to be more like you. Help us, Lord, to walk as you walk, even this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.